After a weekend that saw at least seven people struck by gunfire, authorities in Springfield, Massachusetts, highlighted recent efforts to get guns off the streets. Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Claproot announced the recent arrests of five people and the seizure of nine firearms and hundreds of rounds of ammunition as part of what she said was the police department's ongoing effort to suppress gun violence.
Springfield was violent over the weekend. So was a lot of other cities across the country.
Amid the upswing in gun violence, Springfield police have seized 109 illegally possessed firearms so far this year. Almost 200 guns were taken off the streets last year.
Right now, there's an uptick in seizing high-capacity weapons.
The gun seizures highlighted at Tuesday's news conference were the result of two separate months-long investigations by the Springfield Police Narcotics Unit, Massachusetts State Police Violent Fugitive Apprehension Squad, Hampden County Sheriff's Department, U.S. Marshals Task Force, and the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
I think it's quite obvious and not too far of a stretch that by what you see in front of you has definitely saved lives and injuries to the citizens and to police officers and law enforcement across our state.
One of the people arrested had a prior conviction on firearms charges. Another has an open firearms case from an arrest last year. At the news conference, Mayor Dominic Sarno repeated his frequent criticism of the courts for what he called a revolving door justice policy when it comes to people charged with gun crimes.
And I'm going to keep saying it. And I know that pisses off some in the court system and the judges, but I have to stand up for my residents and business community.
Springfield Police Captain Brian Keenan, who heads the Narcotics Division and is also president of the Police Supervisors Union, blamed the rise in gun violence nationwide on what he called the unintended consequences of police reforms.
What I'm saying is, if you look at the brain drain and you look across law enforcement throughout the country, you're getting officers and detectives with significant experience, significant time, and done significant cases. They're not here anymore. And police reform was the conduit to get them out the door. They're being replaced by newer officers, and there's a learning curve with this business. And oftentimes it takes 5-10 years to get comfortable in it.
The gun violence in Springfield over the holiday weekend included a drive-by shooting at a gas station on North Main Street that left three people wounded, according to Claproot.
We're working on our shootings. The DB is working hard. We do have video on most of them.
Claproot said investigators do not believe any of the shootings are related. Two were the result of domestic disputes, according to the commissioner. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.